اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And I really welcome some of our students from Sevier International School here in the studio, and I really welcome them all. Assalamu alaikum. How are you, brothers? Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser, and Fawad. Everyone is fine?
Yes,
sir. Yes.
Okay, alhamdulillah. That's great. So today, inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, in this Quranic session, we are going to work on Ayah 146 of Surah Al-Baqarah, page 23 of the Quranic Kareem. So our brothers and sisters who are listening right now, please get your Quran, turn to page 23, Ayah 146 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Inshallah, we'll recite this surah and also this ayah, I mean, and then inshallah we'll have a short explanation and of course the main topic, which is the tajweed rules and the points about how to recite this ayah correctly. So before we start, let's everyone listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم وإن فريقا منهم ليكتمون الحق وهم يعلمون.
الحمد لله. That was a nice recitation. Ali Nasir, Hassan, Hussein, and Fawad. Make sure you listen. I will recite this ayah, inshallah. Okay? Then you will repeat. Is that okay?
Yes,
yes, yes sir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم.
الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم.
وإن فريقا منهم ليكتمون الحق وهم يعلمون.
وإن فريقا منهم ليكتمون الحق وهم يعلمون.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Allah Almighty in this ayah says this clearly, okay, that the people who were given the books, like the Jews and the Christians and other nations, they did know about the Prophet of Islam, the last Prophet. They did know, okay, they did have the knowledge. They, of course, they knew the attributes of the Prophet, the characteristics of the Prophet, okay? that the last prophet will be named like this and will have this attribute, and he will be, like, for example, appointed, and he will be born, okay, he'll get born in, for example, in Mecca. And that's why a lot of Christians and a lot of Jews, okay, they have traveled, they have migrated from different places, okay, around they have migrated to around the Kaaba, Medina, and also Mecca, okay, the cities. They were waiting the Prophet, okay, to be appointed. For many years, for hundreds of years, they were waiting there, okay? Allah Almighty says, compares it to the knowledge of a father to a son. How much does a father know his son? Huh? A lot, yes?
Yes.
Of course, he is like the mother, okay? They both know, parents know the best, yeah? Among the people. So if you ask like a friend, so a friend might not know you a lot, okay? But your dad, your mom know you a lot, okay? So Allah Almighty gives this example that the Jews, the Christians, those who were given the book, they knew the Prophet as they had the knowledge about the Prophet, okay? About the Prophet, okay? As the knowledge that they have about their son. That clear our Prophet was to them. But what happened? When the Prophet ﷺ was appointed, they said no. Why? Because they were expecting Allah Almighty to appoint a prophet again from the Bani Israel, or for example, whatever they wish for, okay? For example, any prophet they wanted from among them, okay? But Allah Almighty has the best choice, so He chooses the best one, the best option. Understood? So, but they denied. Look, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, those whom we have given the book, recognize him, the prophet, كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ, as they recognize their sons. But وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِّنْهُمْ لَيَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقِّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. But a part of them, some of them indeed conceal or hide the truth while they know this. Of course, those who are among those who yaktumun al-haq, they conceal the right things, the facts, okay, the truth, of course they will be punished.
Let's recite the Quran.
بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So, thank you so much. I hope, inshallah, you've learned something from this ayah. Brothers and sisters, please refer to the Tafsir book, to the points, to the things mentioned in the Tafsir book, okay? They are very important. You can learn a lot. Now, the very important part of our Quranic session, which is the Tajweed rules, practically, inshallah, we'll be practicing and learning them, okay? All right? So, let's recite once. As-salawat, everyone.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرجه.
So the very first important point here is, of course, we have to pay attention to the pronunciation of
the
letters, okay? Doesn't matter, it's the, it's ha, whatever. Those important rules about the pronunciations, we have to practice them. So of course, the first one is the letter
the
Hamza. Hamzatul Wasl, yes? Yeah. Hamzatul Wasl must be assigned with a fatha because it's at the beginning of the word, and also it's a word with lam al-ta'rif, so you have to put a hamza on the top, a fatha on the top of Hamzatul Wasl and read it al-ladhina. Like sometimes Fawad says al-ladhina, so don't say that way, okay? Al-ladhina, not al-ladhina. Then the second one is, of course, the letter dhal, Ali Nasir, okay? Dhal. A hamza and then dhal. Make sure you pronounce them correctly. Let's go through the letters, okay? Pronunciation of the letters. Then, of course, the next rules. Atayna hum. Hum. Ha. This ha is, of course, the equivalent for the letter H sound in English. Ha. He. Hum. House. Have. This is that one, okay? But the letter ha that comes after jim. Jim ha. That's a different one. That doesn't exist in English. That one is kind of a heavy one, a rough one. this one. Yeah. But this ha is not that one. It's a he, a kind of slight one or a very soft one. Ha, as if you breathe out, okay? Air out. Breathe in, breathe out. That one, all right?
Yes.
الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ Not آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. The meaning changes. Next one. يَعْرِفُونَهُ فَوَاد. This is عَيْن, okay? All right? يَعْرِفُونَهُ عَيْن فَوَاد. This is عَيْن, okay?
Yes.
And this is not يَعْرِفُونَهُ. If you say يَعْرِفُونَهُ, of course the meaning changes. It becomes عَيْن, Hamza, all right? Of course in English as well, it's like this. If you say apple, this means apple that you eat, okay? If you say apple, this is not the apple. Is it the apple?
No.
Is apple the apple?
No.
Maybe for Arabic speakers, sometimes they say apple. Yes?
Yes.
I want an apple. And you will be confused. What? We don't have apple. Yeah. Okay. That wasn't funny, I think. So, at all, okay? Now. يَعْرِفُونَهُ عَيْن Make sure عَيْن is pronounced correctly. نَهُ again ha we have كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ Again Hamza and ha وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِّنْهُمْ Again ha لَيَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ This is ha. This is not لَيَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ No. لَيَكْتُمُونَ
الْحَقَّ
ما شاء الله حسين وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ So in this ayah The very difficult part about pronunciation of the letters, huh? The letter ha and ayn, and also hamza, and also ha. Make sure you pronounce them correctly, these four letters, okay? Now, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ هُمْ مُ Mim with a dhamma on the top. Next word starts with a lam sakin, but we have also a hamzatul wasl. So, here you join this word ataynahum with the word al-kitab so hamzatul wasl must be here
skipped
skipped do not say ataynahum al-kitab skip hamzatul wasl atayna Hussein how ataynahum
humul kitab
all right so ya'rifunahu if you see there is a baby waw after ha Nahu. Do not say يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ No. يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا This is also, I think, called إِشْبَعَ. It means to feed it up. Okay? To feed it. To make it feel fed up. Comfortable. Okay? يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ Next one is أَبْنَاءَهُمْ Right? Ali Nasir? أَبْنَاءَهُمْ So, ba sakin. For what rule is applied?
Qalqala.
Qalqala. MashaAllah. Ba sakin with those five other letters, four other letters. So, qaf,
ta,
ba, jim, dal.
Jim, and dal. So, these five letters, whenever they are sakin, having a sukun on the top, try to read them with the previous letter, the harakat that is preceding. Okay? And bounce the sound. أبناءهم أبناءهم There is a mad. أبناءهم Is that wajib?
Yes.
Of course it is. Why? Because mad letter which is alif and is also hamza
yes,
well, are in the inward. Same word. أبناء yes. Right. So أبناءهم Salah tells you that you can stop here but it's better to connect and continue. Right? أبناءهم وإن نون مشدد make sure you produce a nasal sound فريقا تنوين فتحة plus ميم
إدغام
فريقا منهم نون ساكن plus ها إظهار منهم لا يكتمون الحق وهم يعلمون حق so that's all about تجويد rules in this ayah make sure inshallah you practice well and Inshallah, you learn them. So, thank you so much once more for the explanation and more points about this ayah. Please refer to the Tafasir book, okay? In terms of interpretations. And the Tajwidros, of course, practice and listen and repeat. So, thank you so much. Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, Fawad, anything to say?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you so much. Welcome again. Brothers and sisters, stay with us, please, with the next coming sessions on IRIB English Radio. Every day we are with you. So, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل الفرج.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان